Homestead, this is Shane Doll. How can I help you?
Hi, my company is no longer accepting Keystone, so I have to make a switch. So, do you guys take Keystone Community Health Plan?
Yeah, sure. I can help you.
Awesome. So I just need to ask four questions. What is your rate? What is your sign-on bonus? What is your holiday pay? And, yeah, do you take Keystone? That's all.
So how many hours does the patient prefer?
The patient, I'm the patient, so I'm 24 hours. I have three caregivers.
So it's 168 hours? 24/7?
Total a week. Yep.
Oh, okay. I'll need to get an exact amount of how many hours all the caregivers work, so I could give you the rate. Because they probably do overtime.
Yeah, they all do overtime. Well, they don't all do overtime, but one of them does overtime. The other two, not so much. The other two maybe get an hour of overtime a week. Sometimes two. It's not much. But one of them is anywhere from 8 to 12 hours a day every day, and the other one switch.
So 8 to 12. You don't have an exact. It would be probably, let's say 10, like 70 hours.
If I'm in rehab at the time, then I need a particular caretaker, and that person has to be able to lift me more and do way more lifting to get me in and out of the vehicles and in and out of the thing. So during that time, it switches. Then in the springtime, one of my caretakers has spring classes for college, so they're not here as much. So it all changes often. It's not always consistent.
It would be a little bit complicated to give an exact rate. So let's say it's 70, 70, and you said the other one does not just 1 hour,
let's
maybe
just,
of overtime.
Yeah, let's just put one in at, 56 hours, the other one at like 116 or whatever it is. Show me that one as an option, because sometimes I have two, sometimes I have three, right? So I need to know. I'll say it's so simple. The place I'm coming from is 15 and 15.50 an hour. If you guys will match it, I'll leave. If you'll match it or come very close, I will leave. But I'm not going to go for less.
Yeah, we might. Okay, and then where are you located?
Community care and staffing is my current place. Where am I located?
What's your address?
Fairless Hills, PA.
In which county?
Bucks County.
In Bucks County. But if you're in a rehab, you can be serviced, right? Only one if you're home.
Oh, No. I have my caregiver physically go to rehab with me. I don't stay there. It's just something
yeah.
I go through.
Okay, yes. Okay, I want to give you the best rate. I'm trying to see. If we think one does 56 hours, I'm trying to calculate. Let's say one does 40 or 41 hours.
Something, sometimes, yes.
41, 56, and then we have one doing 72 hours. 40, 56, and 72. So if we do it 40 hours, 56 hours, and 72, does that make sense?
Sometimes, yes, that is right.
Okay, so would you hold on a minute for me, and I'll see what the best rate is. And you're saying that, what's their current rate?
15 and 15.50.
15 and 15.50. Okay, just would you mind holding on a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much. Okay, sorry about that. Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
I'm still here.
So it was very complicated to calculate, because you're saying that you don't have a set schedule for the hours.
Yeah, it changes different
right.
seasons.
But would you know an amount, like what's the max hours that one caregiver does? Like
what the max hours that a caregiver can give is 16 hours in one day, right? Max they can do.
What was the max they did ever in a week? Like over 80, was it? Or
yeah, when I only had two caretakers, Before I got the third one, yeah, it was over 80.
Yeah, but now you do have three.
Now I have three.
Yeah. Yeah, but is it still possible to go over the 80 hours? If you have
sometimes, I mean, if one of them were off, what if one was off for the week? What if one was off for 3 days? Then yeah.
Well, we could try to see. Maybe we could try to have a backup aide. But in a regular basis, they usually they don't do it. Like if someone is if it's not she's not taking golf, like the caregiver is not taking golf.
Then one is my main, and the other two alternate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying that the current rate is 15 and 15.50. We'll probably be able to match it.
Okay.
To match the rate, yeah.
And do you have sign-on? Do you have a sign-on bonus, or do you have holidays?
Yeah, for holiday, it's time and a half. They get time and a half.
All right, I'm writing this down really quick. What is the name of this one?
We're family.
Hire my caregiver, is that it?
Yeah, and the name is and the name is Family First Care.
Family First Care, yeah. Got it. And then which holidays?
It's the four major holidays. If you want, I could send it. I could check for you exactly. And also, I could send you the benefit guide if you would like. Like, I can email it to you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Sure, just give me a minute. So you're saying that the current agency is stopping with the Keystone First, right?
Yeah, they're canceling their contract. Keystone is canceling their contract with them.
Which agency is that? Why do they can't stop the contract?
So I asked them the same thing, and the insurance isn't going to tell. So you have speculation. Speculation is either, you know, inconsistencies or fraud on their part, or, you know, all the time people try to get government contracts, insurance contracts, and they have a preference on who they work with, right? Like low claims, no incidents, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they did wrong or why they're not taking them anymore, but not only are the clients leaving, but all of the people who work there are leaving, and they're all trying to take us with them. They're all saying, oh, come to my new place. And for me, I just want to do my own research.
Oh. And
I don't want to go somewhere where
which agency
we're
is
in three,
that?
6 months. So community care and staffing is what's no longer accepted by Keystone. But Keystone made a lot of cuts. It's not just one.
Wow, interesting.
And they didn't tell all of their places either.
Well, Keystone didn't.
So they're not going to tell them until February.
Oh, really?
Because they're canceling them March 1st.
I see. March. Okay.
Yeah. So if you guys were smart, you guys would put ads up right now, especially Bucks County. I would put as many ads up as you can to collect.
Yeah.
All of the people
who
have to go figure out where to go.
Yeah. Do you know anyone, like other people that are receiving services with that agency? One of the.
The only thing I know is my caretakers. They get notifications constantly.
Yeah.
Like, hey, does anyone want to take this shift? Does anyone want to do this? I can ask them if they have a group chat or anything. Like, I can find out if they have that, and then that way they can just write like, hey guys, you know, I'm headed to family care. Right, I'm headed to family care. I'm sorry, I'm no longer available. But just that may be enough. You know, like they were able to, family care matched my rate. I'm sorry, guys, I'm no longer in the chat. But just that might be enough that people will be like, oh, what's that? And then they can call and give them whatever. Or say like, hey, I'm with family care, but I'm looking for more hours. Does anyone want to call me? Here's my number, whatever. Like I can drop something in their community chat room, that I can do, because they're about to lose them all. Now, community care will not find out until February 1st.
Oh, so you just know so you figure from the insurance company.
I know from my caseworker. I found out from my caseworker. But the agency won't know until February 1st, and then I think March 1st is the deadline you have to be out by.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And so there are people whose family is community health choices, which, you know, like, I think you know enough about this, right? Like, I'm not schooling you.
that when you're paralyzed, you need community health choices. So if you're a standard Medicaid and maybe you have diabetes or you need like some sort of help and you have some sort of part-time care, then you may have, you know, standard Medicaid, right? Mm-hmm. But if you are paralyzed, you require community health choices because of the amount of coverage that you need, like ambulatory rides and mm-hmm. things of that nature. So if community care and community health choices, they're usually the ones with the highest hours because you're talking about paralyzed right. and, you know,
right.
fully dependent people.
Mm-hmm.
So like me, you know, I'm paraplegic. So that's a huge collection of people. So yes, the smartest thing I would definitely suggest, I don't care if it's Facebook, I don't care if it's TikTok. I would start running your ads because everybody's getting frantic trying to find a new place.
So just to make sure, it's community care and staffing agency. Mm-hmm. But do you know their number? Because I see like 267-508-7860. Would you know?
I only have like emails from them.
Oh.
Like with the personal expense and whatnot. Let me pull it for you. Hold on.
Thanks so much.
Community care. Okay, so
do you have maybe their address?
Yeah, hold on. Community client care coordinator, phone number 267-203-2586, right? And then it's Westchester Pike.
Yeah, that one. Wilmington, Westchester Pike in Glen Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I cover all of my own everything, right? So like I do all of my own hiring. I deal with everything from my caretaker. So it's not like I need much from a caretaker place. Like I'm never going to ask you to fill for me because I have children. So I don't really take on people that I don't know. And I'm fully dependent, which means that the person is often seeing me naked or dealing with my private parts. So obviously I'm not going to like, I don't ask anything of my caretaker center. Right? Because what for? I have everything kind of set up. I have my own backup people. I have everything. They're just basically, don't take this the wrong way, but you guys are just the mediator for the check, right? So you guys are just, you're getting money and you're paying someone to run the payroll, but I don't need anything. I'm the most low profile human being when it comes to, you know, the waiver program. I don't ask for anything. Super simple. Everybody checks in. Everybody also sends a timesheet as a backup. Everything is good. I don't need anything. So I'm just looking to match the rate and not stress my caretakers out trying to figure this all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can definitely help you. And also I could send you the benefit guide. So if you give me your email address, I could send it over.
Okay.
I'm ready for the email
it's
address.
It's Phoenix, Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, Strong,
mm-hmm.
01@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm sending it right over, and then you'll have my name and number, so you could get back to me, or if you want to go ahead now, we could do it now. Like, we could start a transfer over, so as soon, whenever you decide, we could call the insurance company and the service coordinator at Keystone.
Yeah, we can definitely have that conversation, and I just have to tell my caretakers about it, let them look at the benefits package,
okay.
And everything will be good.
Sure.
But the other issue I have is community care owes me money, right?
Oh.
So not me personally, they owe my caretakers. They've messed up a few of their payrolls. So I'm afraid that if I switch before I get them to acknowledge, like I need to send the email and say, hey, like I wasn't paid for these hours.
Right.
Let them just acknowledge it first
before
they see I'm no longer their client.
Because
then if they don't write me back, right? So we can get everything ready to go. Just don't hit the button
until
we're at the end of this pay period.
Right. So we'll take all your information.
So we would have to do it Sunday at midnight.
Right, so we won't call, we will tell, you'll be in contact, we'll be in contact with the service coordinator. We won't do the actual transfer, which means have the authorization start with our agency before Everything is
like midnight. Yeah, you'd want to start at the end of the old pay period, starting this new one, and let's make sure we have everything for you first.
Right.
My one caretaker's new, so they just did all of their background, their TB, their everything, so they're brand new. I know everything is less than 90 days old. The other one is 6 months old, one is like 7 months old, right? So everything's fairly new. But you'll have to let us know what you need from them.
Right. So
that way they don't have to go and do all this again.
Right. So I'm sending you over the email. You'll have my direct number. As soon as you decide to make the decision, just let me know so I could start with like taking the information and sending them the application.
Guys, honestly, I'm just so happy
for the caregiver.
Let's see. I don't have your email.
No, I didn't send it yet. I didn't get your name. What's your name?
Oh, okay. Amberlynn, AmberLynn.
AmberLynn, you said?
YNM. Yep, LYNM.
NN. Okay.
We're not watching this. We're not watching this. You can watch regular TV. You can watch songs. Or you can watch PBS. But we're not watching YouTube. That's not what we're doing. I love you. It's not an option. Let me help you. What was it then, if it's not YouTube?
I sent you the email. Can you check?
Yep. Sandel and Da PDF.
Yeah. Did I spell your name correct?
Yes.
Amberlynn. And what's your last name?
T as in Tom, H R E A D as in David, G I L L. Red Gill.
The Red Gill.
@gmail.com. Family first. But listen, that's not appropriate. We can't watch YouTube. You're only two. Yes.
Okay, so you'll call me back when you decide?
I'm opening it up now.
Oh, okay,
and I'm
no problem.
Sending
just let me,
all the caretakers to make sure that the guide opens. Sorry, I have a 2-year-old that's upset that I won't let him look at YouTube. Okay, let me see. Okay, I got the benefit guide, right? And now, I'm just looking for where it says hospital plan, everything. Oh. This is for them, like if something were to happen to them.
No, also, or if no, there is an option for insurance for them.
Ah, I see. Okay. Enroll now, Family First Benefits Package, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So on which one will it show? Oh, neither one of them has the offer for the pay. Can you just send me the thing that says that you're offering them to match their community health plan? And this way I send this to them and I just get them to say yes and then we can start.
Okay, sure. So let me send it to you and I'll respond to that email and then you'll let me know whatever you decide. Okay, thanks so much for reaching out, Amberlynn.
All right, thank you so much.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.